الحمد لله الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة العالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all of humanity. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none to misguide. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is none to guide aright. وأصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، تكلمنا في الخطبة الماضية عن الفطرة الإنسانية. الله سبحانه وتعالى خلقنا بهذه الفطرة الطيبة النقية كفطرة الأطفال، كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو يمجسانه أو ينصرانه. ومعلوم أن بعد ذلك يعني في كثير من الأحيان الفطرة تلوث وتتدنس بالآثام والأشياء اللي نتعلمها إما من آبائنا وأمهاتنا أو من ثقافتنا أو كذا. فاليوم إن شاء الله نتكلم عن هذا الموضوع. فأي إنسان منا يحس بمشكلة في فطرته، أو أن قلبه يقسو، أو عنده مشكلة في علاقته مع الله سبحانه وتعالى أو في علاقته مع الناس، يرجع لما يسمونه الفاكتوري سيتينجز، يبدأ من الأول جديد، يتعامل مع الناس كأنه طفل كما خلقه الله سبحانه وتعالى. فلعل ذلك يساعد في هذا الموضوع. So last time we spoke about the fitra, the human fitra, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this pure nature, in this pure stage that we have as kids. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every human being is born with this fitrah. You can call it the default, like a machine when it comes from the factory, there are some defaults and some original settings. But with time, this fitrah is polluted. This fitrah is clouded. And that was the topic for last time. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every human being is born with this fitrah, but the parents and the culture, they distort and they cloud this fitrah. So sometimes, I always advise people, when you feel like your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is messed up, and you feel like your relationship with the people is messed up, maybe you need to go back to the original factory settings. You need to detox and go back to the original fitrah, this purity and this innocence that we were created with. And as the Prophet ﷺ said, it is the parents and the culture and the society that force us and they change the fitrah in us. So say for example, when we are young, this beautiful age, 3-4 years old, no racism, no lying, nothing. But with time, this fitrah is distorted. For example, all the tyrants throughout history and all the bad people and all the good people, they came out from the wombs of their mothers with this original pure fitrah. So people like Hitler, people like George Bush, an extreme example, evil people, they were innocent when they were 3, 4, 5 years old. They were good people when they were young. And you see how they ended up. Stalin and Hitler and Mussolini and all these terrible people. They were good people when they were young. But something went wrong along the way. The fitrah was distorted. They started at the starting line with Muhammad al-Fatih, Umar al-Mukhtar, and some of the great personalities, Allama Iqbal. They all started off as good people. But some of them retained and maintained this pure fitrah to have a good relationship with the Creator and to serve the creation. But some of them, they lost this fitrah. The fitrah was distorted. So, as I said, the purpose of today's talk is to try to restore this fitrah and to restore the original factory settings. Go back to the very beginning. So there's a lot of things we can learn from kids. Sometimes we think as grown-ups, there is nothing we can learn from them. We're all, they're young, they have no experience, they have nothing, but they have the fitrah, and we can learn from them. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the Qur'an, maybe one day we can give a talk about what we can learn even from animals. The Qur'an is filled with stories about what we can learn from animals. Even the Sahaba, wallah, this is amazing. The Sahaba are told in the Quran to learn from animals and birds, especially when it comes to tawakkul. There are some ayat, and we'll go through asbab al-nuzul, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, look at the animals and look at the birds. They have tawakkul. So do not let your tawakkul in Allah be shaken. Just like the birds and the animals, they have true tawakkul in Allah. Learn from them. We'll share some of the stories, inshallah ta'ala. So there's a lot of things we can learn from the little kids in order for us to have a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and restore the fitrah. I'm going to start with a story. I see a lot of young faces in the crowd. And by young, I mean 75 years and younger. Alhamdulillah, because the school is off today, so I see a lot of young, cheerful, smiling faces. So I'm going to start off with this story. It's a true story that happened a long time ago, about 1,200 years ago, in what is known today as India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. It was under Muslim rule for a long time. So they say the Sultan there, one day he was walking in the street to check on people after Maghrib and see what is happening, if everything was in order, everything is good. So he came across this little kid. He was an orphan. He had to go out and work. So he was coming back home after Maghrib. So the Sultan stopped him. And the Sultan had like only a couple of guards, and he was under disguise so people don't spot him. So the Sultan asked the kid, why are you here in the streets at this time of the day, like after Maghrib? He said, I had to work and provide for my family. I'm strong enough to work and provide for my mom and my younger kids. So the Sultan said, mashallah, this seems like an intelligent kid. Let me ask him, and maybe if he's smart enough, I'm going to give him a reward. So the Sultan said, do you see this diamond ring? Have you ever seen anything more precious than my ring? And of course, the Sultan told him, I'm the Sultan. So the kid said, yes, I've seen something more precious than this ring, and that is your finger. Your finger is more precious. We can find so many diamond rings, but there's only one Sultan. You are more precious. So the Sultan, mashallah, this guy is amazing. Then the Sultan said, which is better, my palace or your house? So the kid said, if you are in your palace, your palace is better. If you ever come to our house will be better than your palace. Because what matters is you, where you are. Right? So the Sultan said, mashallah, this kid is amazing. Then the Sultan at the end said, I'm going to give him a golden dinar, one dinar. So he said, here, one dinar. This can help your family for like over a month. One golden piece is a good amount at the time. So the kid said, well, I can't take it. So the Sultan said, why? He said, because if I take it to my mom, she's going to call me a chor, a thief. So why? He said, if I tell her the Sultan gave me one dinar, she will not believe me. She will say, you stole it. The Sultan said, why? He said, because my mother will say, she's a smart woman. She will say, the Sultan is not cheap just to give you one dinar. If it is the Sultan, he will give you a bag of gold. So the Sultan told his guards to give him a bag of gold, and he said, you know what, this kid, if I keep talking to him for another 5 minutes, he's going to take my khilafah, he's going to kick me out and take over khilafah, you know? So kids are very smart when they are young, but sometimes, subhanAllah, we dumb him down. We ignore the fact that they are born with logic and they are willing to learn. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in Surah Nahl, ayah 97. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you forth while you know nothing. You come like an empty blank sheet of paper, and people start scribbling on this sheet of paper. You come out, you know nothing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted us with the capacity to hear and see and process information. Sam'a wal basar wal af'idah. Fu'ad is basically intellect. This link between the brain and the heart is called fu'ad in the Arabic language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these capacities so we can look around and learn from our parents and culture. Allah gave us the ability to listen so we can hear and learn things. And Allah gave us intellect. And this is why little kids, they always ask questions, and sometimes we dumb them down and we don't answer the questions. They are very, they are very inquisitive and they are very curious. They want to learn. Because they are young, they want to learn. Using their eyes, their ears, and their intellect, their fu'ad, right? So at this age, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, they ask all sorts of questions. Where did I come from? Who created this laptop? You say, oh, the guy from China. Who created the guy from China? And you say, Allah, and you say, who created Allah? They ask all these questions. They're very logical. They ask, because they want to learn. They don't want to be disrespectful. They just want to learn. So if you don't fulfill this inquisitive nature they have and provide them with the right information, if they don't learn from you, they will learn from their friends at school, and sometimes they don't give them the right guidance. So as I said at the beginning, kids are born with this fitrah, this innocence in them. And over time, we impose things on them. Like when you see kids, I have a kid, 2 years old, 2 and 3 months, and he goes to the daycare, right? And in the daycare, in the room, you see kids from all over. You see Asians, you see Africans, you see Europeans, you see Latinos, everyone is from different culture. And subhanAllah, they're playing with each other. They're laughing and they're smiling because at this stage in their life, they're colorblind. They don't know what white means, what black means, what Asian means, what Mexican means, and so on and so forth. And some of us, when we grow older, we start to, we have this racism in us. Oh, he is dark, he is this, he is Latino, I'm going to build a wall to stop these rapists from coming here. It's going to be an amazing wall, it's going to be a big wall, This racism that we learn over time. And subhanAllah, our parents and culture, they force things on us. The culture, some beliefs, and so on and so forth, and where you were born, this is something you didn't choose. And these are things we fight for our entire lives. Things we didn't choose. Things that were forced on us, we fight for to the rest of our lives. I'm superior to this guy, have inferiority complex towards someone, and so on and so forth. So these are things that are imposed on us, as the Prophet ﷺ said, by the parents and the society and culture. Also lying. Kids are born to copy, and they absorb like sponges. If you give them good stuff, they copy you. If they see you praying at home, they will come and make sajda along you. You don't have to tell them anything. 2 years old, 3 years old, they come and make sajda with you. They see you smoking, they're gonna go and look for the cigarette butts and smoke like you. Kids by nature are honest, but we teach them to lie. There are so many stories, subhanAllah. And sometimes because of their honesty, they get you in trouble. So I remember, this story, someone called, back in the day we didn't have the cell phones, just the regular phone, but it shows the caller identity. So the guy didn't want to pick up, so he just told his kid, just answer, this guy is bugging me, just answer him and tell him, I'm not here. So the innocent kid, he picked up and he said, Ammu, my dad is telling you that he's not here. So of course, a few shoes were flying and chairs were flying. We teach them how to lie, They are innocent, they don't know how to lie. They just look around and learn from us. As I said, the kids are very logical. If you want to do something, maybe try to do it the kid's way. I'll give you an example. Learning a language. A lot of us, especially adults, when you learn a new language, there's no progress. We don't learn anything. The pronunciation is wrong, listening is bad. Maybe we should consider learning like little kids. They're amazing. They learn very fast, and they learn in the proper way, the logical way. So what happens when a kid is a year and a half or 2 years old? They listen. They listen a lot. Then they pick up words, and they start to use them. Mama, dada, food, water, different things, biryani. So they learn how to speak at a very young age. Then writing and learning comes at the end. The way we do it is upside down. We start with writing and reading. We never pay attention to listening and speaking. And this is why a lot of us, we have accents, we have a problem with vocabulary, we don't pronounce words the right way because we never listen. I gave the examples before, delicious, you say deliquous, and so on and so forth, appearance, experience stomachs too much and so on and so forth, because we don't listen. You just look at the word and you try to learn on your own, we always make mistakes. Do it like kids. Do it like kids. So I remember there was a sister in St. Catharines. I was an imam there for 2 years and a half. And she was traveling from St. Catharines to Niagara Falls. And on the way to Niagara Falls, there are two highways, if you may. One takes you to the falls, and the other one takes you to the U.S. She didn't learn, or she didn't try to learn English properly, and she was just going. If it says Niagara Falls, she said, okay, I'm going to take this one. And both of them say Niagara Falls, U.S. and Canada. She ended up on the border of the U.S., and you know how tough the guys are over there. And they said, okay, where are you going? And she said, well, she was so confused. She said, well, I don't know. Like, you don't know, okay, you're coming here with a truck. You don't know where you are going. You don't speak English, okay. Let's ask you a couple of questions. That it took like a week, you know, to ask her questions, and so on and so forth. So the kids are very logical when they learn things, and they're very honest and straightforward. If you want to get an honest answer, a straightforward answer, ask a kid what they feel about a certain color or how food tastes. They will not lie to you, they will tell you the truth. And also, the kids are very literal sometimes when you tell them, because, you know, the metaphors and the figures of speech, they don't worry too much about this stuff. They take things very literally at face value. It is what it is, they tell you right away. So, for example, if you tell them, just go ahead and hit your brother and you will be in trouble, they will go and hit the guy because they think, go and hit your brother, they don't know it's a threat, they feel like it's an order. Go and hit your brother, you will see. And they go and hit because they, you know, they don't accept figures of speech, and so on and so forth. And I remember this story. They say that a little kid, like 4 years old, he came to his mom and he said, you know, you always call my young brother, 1 year old, you always call him Birdie, Asfuri, right? And I found out today that he is not a bird. She said, how? And she said, I threw him out of the window and he didn't fly. They take things very literally, you know. The kids are very curious, as I said, they ask questions, and this is something we don't have when we grow older. I know everything, I have Google, you know, I don't have to ask anyone, but when kids are very young, they always ask different questions. If you want to, you know, have a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learn from kids, especially, wallahi, this is an amazing technique when it comes to dua. Learn from kids. If they want something from you, candy, a toy, something, they will bug you to death. Mama, baba, 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 candy, candy. They take you to the store, they almost give you a heart attack because they are very, like, bug you. Like, they never give up. They never give up, and eventually they will take what they want. Use the same technique with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you need something from Allah, cry to Him as the kids do. Ask day and night as the kids do. Never give up on Allah. But some of us, I asked Allah for something, I was looking for a wife or a job. I prayed once for 5 seconds and Allah never responded. I gave up. Wallahi, learn from kids. This is an amazing technique that the kids use, and eventually they get what they need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come, and give us sincerity in everything we say and do. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة العالمين. We are running a little bit late, so hopefully inshallah, I don't want to keep you here forever, so maybe next Jumu'ah inshallah we'll continue the second half. What we can learn from the kids, according to Imam al-Suyuti in one of his books, he said there are certain things that you need to learn from kids in order to detox and restore the original factory settings. To have a better relationship with Allah and the people, we have to learn from kids. So Imam Sayyuti is an authority. So inshallah next week we'll continue this discussion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and give us the best in the life to come. And give us sincerity in everything we say and do. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.